Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening. This is Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and it's a new month, so we have a new theme to go along with that month. The theme is, Did You Think to Pray? Now, that's going to be an ongoing theme here on Mormon Channel Daily for the whole month of March. So, not every day will be centered around that theme, but a lot of them will. Different aspects of prayer, ways to think about prayer differently, maybe some things you might not have thought of before, and also some great personal experiences dealing with prayer. So a lot to look forward to during the month of March. Okay, to kick off that theme, I want to talk about how we view prayer. Do you view it as an obligation, something you have to do every single night, just like brushing your teeth or washing your face or flossing or something like that? Or maybe you view it as something like an MRI, something you only do when you really, really need it. Something is wrong, so you go pray, or something's wrong, so you have to go get an MRI to make sure everything's checked out. Well, I love this talk from a past LDS General Conference, and it says that you should view prayer as a gift. It's a privilege. It's one of the greatest gifts our Heavenly Father gives us. Here's an excerpt from that talk. Little children, young people, and adults alike, please believe how much your loving Heavenly Father wants to bless you. But because He will not infringe upon our agency, we must ask for His help. This is generally done through prayer. Prayer is one of the most precious gifts of God to man. Well, prayer allows us to have a personal relationship and a conversation with God, right? I remember a religion professor that I had in college telling me, you don't always have to kneel down to pray. When he prayed, he said he wouldn't even close his eyes sometimes. He just would walk around and have an actual talk, an actual discussion with our Heavenly Father. He would tell Him things he was concerned about. He would read Him notes from things he had written down or letters, just anything that was troubling him. He would just really have a discussion with Heavenly Father. And that really changed my perspective on prayer. And when I worked in the Midwest several years ago, I had a really long commute. I would drive over an hour to get to work to the TV station I was working at each way. And, rather than listen to music or just zone out, I really tried to use that time to talk with my Heavenly Father, to talk to God. And it sort of became like my designated, time to, say, hey, Heavenly Father, these are the things that I'm thinking about. These are the things I'm concerned about. Here's what's going on in my life. Help me. And, using that designated time sort of helped me be, I feel like, more in tune with receiving answers to prayers. And I kind of missed that. I didn't miss the driving, mind you, but I did kind of miss that time once that commute was over and I switched stations. So how do we talk? How do we know when God is talking back to us? It's not exactly like a conversation with your girlfriend or your buddy or your spouse or something like that. But we've learned that God speaks to us not with a voice that we hear with our ears, but with a sweet, quiet voice of inspiration. And it's more of a feeling, really, than a sound. Pure intelligence, we've learned, can be spoken into the mind. Answers come as thoughts, feelings, promptings, or impressions. This is something that is really hard for me sometimes because I think, oh, wait, was that really an answer to a prayer? Did I really just feel what I thought I felt? But then I think back and I draw upon those experiences that I've had where there is no doubt I have received an answer to a prayer. And I sort of use that as a guide a little bit to go, okay, that's what it felt like. Am I having an experience like that, or am I not having that kind of experience? When is a time in your life when you felt a prompting or a feeling and you just knew that it was an answer to a prayer that you had been hoping for? Have you had an experience like that? Because where have you prayed for an answer for something and your answer came not necessarily as a, you know, an audible voice telling you what to do, but as a prompting in another way. I would really love to hear about it. If you want to share it with me, you can share your experience with me by email, mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook page, or you could even tag us on Twitter. And as you start your week, I really want you to think about how you can improve your conversations with God and how you can be more in tune to receive more of those answers or promptings or inspirations. I can think of times in my life where, you know, in particular, when I was about to get married and I was praying about whether or not my husband was the right one, and I really wanted to know, and I already knew the answer, but, you know, it's such a big decision. You don't want to mess it up, right? So I just remember praying and praying and praying. And I remember the day I got a really clear answer, and it was almost as if the sun was shining a little brighter for a moment and the clouds were a little bit parted, and as cheesy as that sounds, but it really was like a warming feeling, like, no, this is definitely the right thing to do. And, you know, the sky is blue and the sun is shining, and I just knew that was the right answer. But there have been prayers that I've prayed for and that I've received answers in completely different ways. So I think you'll know it when you know it. You know, you'll just know when it's the right thing to do. So, on that note, Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today's song I'm going to leave you with is appropriately Sweet Hour of Prayer by Thurl Bailey. Thank you so much for listening.
Don't forget to pray. gates of day. Oh, how praying rest the weary. Prayer will change the night today. So when life gets dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. So when life gets dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven.